says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country.
This is your host, James Kelso, here on the Trump Phenomenon. Are you ready? Are you ready for a good time? Because you're going to have it tonight. Here we go. This is Donald Trump is live right now in the Target Center in Minneapolis. This is October 10th, 2019. 20,000 people packed like patriotic sardines into the Target Center. Let's listen up to Donald Trump live right now.
Never met. They could have taken it. It's true. Maybe I'm a little different up here. I don't know. But I enjoy it. To me, I'm energized because we're draining the swamp.
Huge crowd. Going wild. All in red. Make America great again. Red caps, red shirts. Beaming faces.
The Democrats' brazen attempt to overthrow our government will produce a backlash at the ballot box, the likes of which they have never, ever seen before in the history of this country.
Nice.
These are bad people. My phone call, as an example, with the president of Ukraine was perfect. Everybody that looked at it. And the only reason I released it was that the Democrats put out a phony narrative. So I had no choice. And I don't want to do that as president. Every time a president from a country calls me or I call them, we have to release the text. How can you do business that way? Who's going to want to speak to your president? So the president of Ukraine reiterated today at a major news conference on other subjects that he was under absolutely no pressure. He doesn't even know what they're talking about. And he used the word, there was no blackmail during this call. He used that term. So in theory, that should be the end of it. Think of it. A president of the United States who's made our economy with a lot of help from all of you, frankly, but from Mike and from some of our great senators and some of our great people that we have with us. We made this the strongest economy in our history. We've rebuilt our military. We're taking care of health care like nobody's been able to do. What we've done is incredible. And by the way, we're protecting your Second Amendment. If you don't have me, your Second Amendment is gone. So, we have the greatest economy, the greatest military. We've rebuilt our military, $2.5 trillion, because when I took it over, it was a mess. And what do they want to do? Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so. I think we're going to have a turnout the likes of which we've never seen in the history of our country. So we were really forced, just to put it away, we were forced. I said, just do it. Got the approval from Ukraine. I have to ask. I said, hey, do you guys mind? They said, that's a strange request. I said, don't worry about it. Do you mind? And they said, please, go ahead. Nothing was said wrong in that call. So we released the transcript of the call, which was so good that crooked Adam Schiff, this guy is crooked.
Nice. Boo. 20,000 people booing.
He had to make up a fake conversation that never happened, and he delivered it to the United States Congress and the American people. It was a total fraud. And then Nancy Pelosi said, oh, I think the president said that. These people are sick, I'm telling you, they're sick. And you know what? Had they waited one day longer, they would have had the transcript of the actual call, word for word. It would have been perfect. Instead, they released it. They went early. They said all these horrible things. You know why? Because they never thought in a million years that I was going to release a transcript of the call. So Nancy Pelosi, upon hearing a false story from a whistleblower that had no clue what was going on in that call, or somebody gave her very bad advice, but also hearing it from Shifty Schiff, Nancy Pelosi said a day before seeing the transcript of the call with the Ukrainian president, we've got to impeach him. We've got to impeach him. Right? And then she saw the call and she said to her people, what the hell? Nobody ever told me this was the call. But she keeps going anyway because the press is fake and they play right into their hands. The do-nothing Democrat extremists have gone so far left that they believe it should not be a crime to cross our border illegally, and it should be a crime to have a totally appropriate, casual, beautiful, accurate phone call with a foreign leader. I don't think so. As our brilliant White House counsel wrote to the Democrats yesterday, he said their highly partisan and unconstitutional effort threatens grave and lasting damage to our democratic institutions, to our system of free elections, and to the American people. That's what it is, to the American people. It's so terrible. Democrats are on a crusade to destroy our democracy. That's what's happening. We will never let it happen. We will defeat them. I mean, look at their debates. These people are crazy. They want to spend $99 trillion to redo buildings all over the United States. I said, what about China? What about Russia? What about India? What about all these other countries where that stuff is just flowing out? It's all right.
They've got a protester. They're
laughing. Let him give you the answer. Man, did the cops act fast. He's already gone.
They're wearing cops for Trump shirts. Hundreds, thousands of cops for Trump shirts.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Minneapolis cops.
That's the fastest. You know, I love law enforcement. I love the cops. I love the police. I love it. Minneapolis. You got a rotten mayor. You got to change your mayor. You got a bad mayor.
Communist.
Got a bad mayor. But you know what? The police, I've done this a lot, and every once in a while we have very little disturbance. It's really, actually, is there any place where we can have more fun than at a Trump rally? And we've set every record at every place virtually that we've gone. And one of the big musicians said, and Trump does it without a guitar. Can you believe it? Without a guitar. But this guy, so I've had it a lot where, you know, but sometimes it'll take the police like 30 seconds, 50 seconds. It's like Roger Penske when you watch him, who's getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, by the way, very soon. Great. He won 18 Indy 500s. 18. Roger Penske. But it's like the way they change those tires. Takes 4 seconds to change the whole damn thing. I say, how the hell do they do it? That's the way these cops just reacted.
They love Trump. The mayor's a communist, Jacob Fry.
That was a record. I think it was a record. I've had good service, but I've never had anything like that. I look up, the guy is already gone. Ah, we love you with the red shirts. So now the Democrats are making a pathetic bid to save Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe Biden. And you know what? I'd love to run against him, to be honest. Anybody like that, if you can't beat him in a debate, you got a big problem, folks. Big. You can't beat him in a debate, you can't be president. Because what are you going to do against President Xi and Kim Jong-un? You can't beat Sleepy Joe, but now we're going to meet with Kim Jong-un. I don't think so. But he's totally owned and totally controlled by the Washington swamp for many years. 2 months after President Obama put Joe in charge of Ukraine policy, they put Joe Biden in charge of Ukraine policy. Listen to this, and the press will not write it. They say, in totally unsubstantiated charges, every time they talk about him, President Trump has said that his son walked away with a fortune. Now, you know that's a totally unsubstantiated charge. Really? It's not unsubstantiated, it's fact. Joe's son, Hunter, got thrown out of the Navy, and then he became a genius on Wall Street about 2 days. By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Oh, perfect. Genius.
Where's Hunter? Hey, fellas, I have an idea for a new T-shirt. I love the cops, but let's do another T-shirt. Where's Hunter? Where is he?
You're going to see that shirt everywhere.
Here's Hunter being examined by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd or some of these people. Hunter, it's so great that you're here, sir. Hunter, I know they're giving you approximately $168,000 a month. I hear they paid you a big check of $3 million. I just want to speak on behalf of NBC, who's absolutely one of the worst. I just want to tell you, Hunter, I just want to tell you, I couldn't be happier for you and your family. And I know you don't know anything about energy, and I know it's an energy company. But I think they made a great deal, Hunter. And then they fly to China. And I'm dealing with people right now. They're tough as hell, those Chinese negotiators. And Hunter was not too smart. Hunter. He goes in, he has a meeting, he walks out in his fund with $1.5 billion. These aren't the same Chinese negotiators that I'm dealing with, I can tell you. These are not the same ones, but we are doing very well in that negotiation. Now think of it. Where's Hunter? Okay, get it. So where is Hunter? I want to see Hunter ask these questions. Hunter, you know nothing about energy. You know nothing about China. You know nothing about anything, frankly. Hunter, you're a loser. Why did you get $1.5 billion, Hunter?
Oh, devastating.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
Oh, God! I'm dreaming! Century. The crowd loves it.
True. Thank you. It's true. And they're always saying the same thing. Yeah, he got $1.5 billion. We admit it. They admit it. There's nothing. but always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a guns. It's 100% true.
Oh, he almost said it.
100%.
Oh, God.
Even the smart guys on Wall Street, and I know all of them, they are smart. They've never seen anything like that one before. I've called them. Does that ever happen? Never happens. Guy walks in, no experience, no nothing. Walks out with $1.5 billion. Gee, flies in on Air Force Two with his father, the vice president. Don't forget, that's when he was vice president. So China gives his son $1.5 billion. How would you like to have Joe Biden take over negotiations right now with China? I don't think so. I don't think so. Meanwhile, Biden allowed China to rip off America for 8 years as vice president, and Barack Obama let him just rob us blind, and we're not doing that anymore. Those days are over.
So true.
The Bidens got rich, and that is substantiated. While America got robbed, that's what happened. Sleepy Joe and his friends sold out America. They didn't have tough negotiations. I look at these trade deals, and I say, who the hell could have done this? If you didn't, if you had no business instinct, no business ability, if you had nothing, if you're dumb as hell, you wouldn't make these deals. They're so bad. I say, who made these deals? Who made these deals? But we're ripping them all up and redoing them, and they're going to be very good. Wait till you see what happens. And now that I'm your president, you see it. America is winning again, and we're respected again as a nation.
His best rally ever, folks. Thousand people in one voice.
And in a brand new report just came out as I'm walking on the stage. Hard to believe, actually. It turns out that Joe Biden was vice president. He worked with the so-called whistleblower.
Wow.
This is nothing but a partisan witch hunt, sabotage. And I'm sure they're going to say it's totally unsubstantiated. But one of them wrote the story. Congratulations, by the way. That's very nice. That's really good. That's the way you should do it. Good, good, good. In the twisted worldview of Democrats and the media, it's okay for politicians to ship our jobs to foreign countries, flood our communities with drugs and crime, and enrich themselves at America's expense. Their treachery is allowed because they go along with the rigged Washington game, and it is far more rigged. When I ran, I thought it was rigged, but this is crazy what's happening. But if you refuse to bow or bend to the Washington swamp, which I could do very easily, I'd be much more popular. Folks, it would be so much easier. You know, very smart. I gotta tell you, isn't it much better when I go off script? Isn't that better? So much better.
We'll be right back, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to, let me turn it down, you're listening to Donald Trump live right now from the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think this is his greatest rally ever, and that's saying a lot. Here he is.
Every single step.
Huge crowd.
They destroyed so many lives. They destroyed so many lives, and they're continuing to do it, and it's a disgrace. When all of their ludicrous hoaxes have been exposed as frauds, these sinister fakers then try to impeach you for daring to call out their own corruption. There's nothing like the dirty political establishment. And I have to tell you, this is, you know, a friend of mine, very smart, brilliant guy. He's with me about 2 weeks ago. We just got rid of the Russia hoax, and then a week later, the Ukraine hoax starts. I had a week of, like, I can think about everything perfect. It's so beautiful. And he said, President. I said, call me Donald. You've called me Donald for 35 years. I will. Thank you, Donald. I've lost all my friends because they're all scared to talk. You know, like, you know, honestly, I'm the president. They can't talk to me anymore. It's like they're afraid. They respect the office. It's true. They say, President, I say, do me a favor, Richard. You've called me Donald for 35 years. Call me Donald, please. I want somebody to call me Donald. Yeah.
God, this is good.
He said to me, I just told him, call me. He said, President, I can't do it, he said. So I says, President, you've been here now for, think of it, almost 3 years. Can you believe we're here 3 years? It's we.
It's we, folks.
And we have to promise them no more than 16 years, okay? No more. 16 more years. I'm only kidding. Now they'll go back. See, he wants to run for more. But he said, President, could I ask you a question? It's so important to me. He's a great businessman, very successful. He said, you deal with all of these nations. He's great, powerful. Who is the worst to deal with? Is it China? Is it North Korea? Is it India? Is it Russia? Please tell me, Mr. Pratt, who is the toughest nation to deal with? I said, you're not going to believe this. It's the USA is the toughest nation to deal with. The USA.
Right on.
It's true. Because we're dealing with some very sick and deranged people. There's nothing that the dirty political establishment hates more than a president that they cannot intimidate, own, and control. They're trying to stop me because they know that I don't answer to them, I answer to you, it's true. You know, I never say this. I don't think I've ever said it in a speech, but maybe they'll find out if I did. Then they'll give me Pinocchio's. He said it before, but I don't know if I ever said it in a speech. But you know, I make, as president, about $450,000. Right? I give it away. No, wait. I don't care. I never hear anything. Can you imagine if I didn't? I give it away to... you can only give it. You can't keep it. You can't actually make a gift. You can give it to your different agencies. So I can give it to health, I can give it to transportation, I can give it to military, but I give it away all the time. But it's $450. If somebody stays from, let's say, a Middle East country in one of my hotels, and we charge him $392.53 for staying, and I never heard of the guy, and I don't want to hear about him. They say Trump is getting rich off our nation. I lose billions being president. I don't care. It's nice to be rich, I guess. But I lose billions. If somebody rents a room someplace and they pay me 2 months in rent or hotel fees, I never heard of the people. I never know who they are. They say emoluments. Nobody ever heard of the word emoluments before. Emoluments. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I tell you, it's cost me billions of dollars to be president. It really has. And at some point, I'll probably have to prove that, and I look forward to doing it. It's very easy.
He has lost billions.
And there is nothing that makes me happier than making that decision to run and win and straighten out the mess that these people have created.
Beautiful. What a hero.
So in a desperate attempt to attack our movement, Nancy and Chuck, two beauties, have given control of the Democrat Party entirely over to the radical left, including Minnesota's own Representative Ilhan Omar.
Oh, God. She's a Somali jihadi from Minneapolis.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
And I also, at the same time, it's both a question and a statement.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. You're listening to President Donald Trump live from the Target Center in Minneapolis. Here he goes.
Including her name. Scott reports his sources told him that, quote, Omar's legal husband was Omar's brother and that she had married him for fraudulent purposes. You mean like coming into the United States, maybe?
Bingo.
And as Scott says, we have seen a plethora of congressional scandals in our history, yet we have never seen scandals like Omar's in Congress, and nothing gets done about it. I hope that some of you people are looking, because what AOC has gotten away with campaign financing, and what I call it AOC plus three, that's what it is, and Omar is one of the three.
Ilhan Omar.
What AOC has gotten away with all of that money that she used for her personal self with campaign finance is worse, and nothing happens to them, but it happens to you, and it's not fair.
Nailing it.
The fact is, we're in a struggle for the survival of democracy in America. The only message these radical socialists and extremists will understand is a crushing defeat on November 3rd, 2020.
crushing defeat. Best rally ever.
With your help, we will win back the House. We will keep the Senate. And we will win the White House. And we're thrilled to be joined tonight by some incredible people that have helped me so much. One of your tremendous, talented, tough congressmen, Tom Emmer. Tom. Also, a man, you don't want to fight him and you don't want to play him in hockey because he was tough. He just won, not that recently, but pretty recently. And I was out here campaigning for him and working hard. And it turned out to be an easy race because everyone loves him and respects him. Congressman Pete Stauber. And a man who gets in the trenches and he just doesn't care. He wants to win for the people. He loves you. He loves this state. He loves this country. Jim Hagedorn. And a great friend of mine with his incredible family. He's a friend. He's smart. I guess you'd say he's brilliant. His education is incredible. His military career has been incredible. Then he ran for office, and now he's a United States Senator from the great state of Arkansas, Senator Tom Cotton.
Great. Tom Cotton. What a winner.
Great guy. And Minnesota Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka. Paul. Thank you, Paul. Minnesota GOP Chairwoman Jennifer Carnahan. She's been incredible. I said, Jennifer, are we going to win in 13 months? She said, honestly, sir, I've never seen anything like this. It's going to be easy. Don't ever say. Just assume we're like 2 points behind, okay? 2 points behind. You never, ever, please. You always just assume you're a little behind. But we're going to win this state by so much that people are going to be shocked.
Rural Minnesota is very...
And plenty of other states.
Very right-wing.
You know, we had a rally 3 weeks ago in New Mexico. And New Mexico is a hard state for Republicans, hasn't been one in a long time, also. And we had receptivity that was unbelievable. The audience was 40% Hispanic, where we're doing great. And you know, Hispanic, they understand borders better than anybody, better than we do. They understand safety. They understand their job. They don't want people taking it away. They don't want crime. They understand it better. That's why we're doing so well. But we're in New Mexico, and I'm telling you, that was electric. But honestly, all evenings are electric. We haven't had any bad ones.
Correct.
They're all electric.
So true.
A woman who headed up the great state of Michigan for me, a state that hadn't been won in a long time by a Republican, for whatever reason, but it hadn't been won. I guess we didn't have the right candidates, right? But a woman who would call me constantly, I'd say, I don't want to talk to her. She's giving me a headache. Sir, if you make one more trip, you're going to win Michigan. I say, all right. I make the trip. I go back home. I get a call the next morning. Sir, we need one more. This went over and over and over. And we ended up winning the state of Michigan.
Ronna McDaniel.
And I said, who the hell was that woman that kept bugging me to go back to Michigan and speak just one more time every week? One more time, sir. And her name is Ronna McDaniel. She's fantastic, and she's the head of the RNC.
Mitt Romney's niece.
She's great.
Believe it or not.
And our campaign manager, a man who's really been, you know, they used to say that Crooked Hillary had a very, very sophisticated campaign. After she lost, they said, I guess it wasn't sophisticated. We had a sophisticated campaign. Nobody knows the world of computers better than this guy, Brad Parscale. Remember when they used to say it? You know, I never got credit. My father used to teach me. If you can do it for less and win, that's good. He wasn't talking politics. The last thing, he's looking down. He's definitely looking down, not looking up. He was great. He was tough, but he was great. But my father would say, if you can do it for less and win, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. If you can build a building for less money than the guy across the street, and if it's a nicer building and you can rent for less, you really, that's like a good thing. So in the campaign, we spent much less money than crooked Hillary Clinton, much. And we won. And we won. We won. 306 to 223. That's a pretty big, remember? Remember they said? Electoral college. And by the way, when you run, if you're running, the electoral college is like the 100-yard dash. And the total vote, you don't go certain places. You focus. Electoral college, we have to explain to them, it's different. So we won 306. And do you remember they used to say, one's the 100-yard dash, you practice. One's the mile, you practice. It's a different race. Winning the total vote is much easier, in my opinion. The electoral college, I had to go to 22 different states. For the total vote, I go to like 4 states maximum, right? Much easier. It's much easier. I'm all for it. But the Electoral College is better for our country because it forces you to go places that you wouldn't go. I love Maine. I went to Maine 4 or 5 times. I needed 1 point. Maine gave me 1 point. And what happened? I went there numerous times. Everyone said, why? Because I was told by these fraudsters back here in the media that Trump cannot get to 270. He cannot get. They had me maximum if everything worked, right? At 269. So I kept going to Maine. And you know what? We won that 1 point in Maine. But I kept going. They say, why? I said, well, first of all, it is really a beautiful place. But we won the point. But they said he cannot get to 270. I heard this for months and months. I had such a headache. Almost as bad as listening to Mike's damn commercials about those pillows. Maybe I need one of those pillows to cure my headache.
My pillow.
Does it cure headaches? I think so.
Mike Lindell's right there.
But here's the thing. So they said he cannot get to 270. In other words, you can't win. You don't get to 270 yourself. You can't win, right? He cannot do it. There's no way of doing it. And they were right. I got to 306. They were right. But I didn't get to 306. You got to 306. We won incredible states. We won incredible states. We won Wisconsin. We won Michigan. We won Pennsylvania. We won North Carolina. We won South Carolina. We won Florida.
Those are the big ones.
What a run. Do you remember the evening that we won? I think it was one of all of us together because we all worked hard. I was the messenger, but we all worked hard. That was our victory, not my victory. But that was one of the greatest nights in the history of television. One of the greatest nights.
Yes.
And hopefully it'll go down when we're allowed to get all of the stuff seeded. You know, it's like a tree. You plant it. It has to go, but it needs a little. That's why we need the 4 more additional years. It's got to grab on and catch. So they can't destroy it.
The movement.
So they can't destroy it.
The Trump movement, yes. The Patriot movement.
But I think it'll go down, and I hope it's going to go down as one of the greatest evenings in the history of this country, because it's never happened anything like that before. And these guys don't even question it. They just sit back and say, I guess he's right about that. I'll never forget the night before. I was at a tremendous arena. The place was going crazy. It was like this, going crazy. And two reporters that hate my guts, they looked at themselves, they looked at each other, famous shot, they're looking like this and they're saying, what the hell is going on? They knew. And I didn't need Beyonce and Jay-Z. And I didn't need little Bruce Springsteen and all of these. They got all these people. They'd come in because you couldn't get a crowd. They'd come in, they'd sing, they got Bruce Springsteen. Okay? He'd do about two songs and leave. What happens is they leave and then everyone leaves with them. And she's still speaking in front of the same lousy crowd. It's craziest thing I've ever seen. And then they complain sometimes I'll use a terrible word like hell. The other day I used the word hell. I got hell from... They said he used terrible language. I used the word hell. It was so bad. But you got to hear Jay-Z, the words he was using. He was using the F word all over the place. And then the next day they say, I use bad language. The word hell is a terrible word.
God,
these people are sick.
Sick. Wonderful.
But that was an amazing evening. I'll never forget. That evening, it's, you know, look, outside of your family and your children and things. I love you too, darling. It was one of the highest rated evenings in the history of television. You add up all those networks. Remember the woman crying? Oh, my God. No, they weren't biased at all. Now, another very special man who's with us today, but he'll never be a man to me. He'll always be my boy. You know what I mean, right? He's my boy. He's my little 6'6" boy, Eric Trump.
I think Melania must be there, too. They love him.
And the parents understand that, right? They may be big and strong and older, and to a parent, a child is always their boy or always their little beautiful girl. And I know that's probably politically incorrect. They'll say, it was terrible what he said about women. Terrible. But they're our boy and they're our girl, and it doesn't matter how old we get and how old they get. Is that a correct statement? And I'm also proud to endorse your next Republican senator from Minnesota, a man that I've known, a man that is tough and smart, a man that's running against somebody that's never done a damn thing in the Senate, Mr. Jason Lewis. Jason did a great job in Congress. Congressman Lewis, thank you very much. And thank you for putting up with all of this stuff, because I'll tell you, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty. They're going to make up stories about you. They're going to say things that's going to want to make your wife say, why did I marry this guy? Just say, don't worry about it. It's just another phony story. Thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis. Jason, thank you. And Jason, they can't say that about Tom Cotton. He's too perfect, this guy. He can't say it. They can't say it about you, Tom. Anyway, good luck, Jason. Do well. And I don't know why, but with all of the great people I just introduced, for tonight, maybe this is the most important person. Because I turned on a very good show in the morning, Fox and Friends. They treat us great. I just want to hear it. What a great group. Ainsley and Steve. And by the way, Brian's gotten a lot better, right? Yeah. Brian was a 7, and he's getting close to 10 territory. And Steve has been so great, and Ainsley's just incredible. And sometimes Pete Hegseth gets on there for the weekend.
He's naming names. Very good.
And how good does Jesse Waters do? How good?
Amazing.
Just some really great people. And again, Tucker's been very good, I have to say. He's been good.
Tucker's right there in the arena.
Smart.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker. And the legendary Sean Hannity.
We'll be right back, folks.
Number one. Number
Don't go
one
away.
Show. Sean's got the number one show. And Laura Ingraham is knocking him out of the park.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. We've been in our last segment. We just have a couple of minutes to go. We'll bring you Trump for a few minutes more. This is an amazing, his greatest rally ever. He started speaking before the show began tonight. He'll go on after the show is over. So I'm thinking he'll talk for an hour and a half. This is the most brilliant rally in history. Amazing. You'll be hearing about it for a long time. Here he is. Let me shut up. Here's the president. He's giving a salute right now to the man who started cops for Trump. He's bringing him to the stage. He just gave a salute to the best heroes on Fox, like Maria Bartiromo, Lou Dobbs, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. He forgot to mention Mark Levin. He's shaking hands now with cops for Trump as they come across the stage. all in their red Cops for Trump shirts. I don't know how many hands he's going to shake. Remember, at West Point in Annapolis in the Air Force Academy, he shook the hands of every single graduating cadet and midshipman. Not so many tonight. They're up on the stage. The crowd's going wild. He's going to ask this founder of Cops for Trump to speak.
What can I say after that? Tune in, Fox 10:15 tonight. Shannon Bream, they asked us on. How can you thank this guy for everything he's done for law enforcement? Wonderful president.
Nice, short, powerful. He's thanking them all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Great people. Thank you.
Donald Trump is changing Minnesota right now. Saving the state.
What a group.
And the country.
I think your very weak mayor made a mistake when he took them on.
Jacob Fry, communist.
As you know, for many years, leaders in Washington brought large numbers of refugees to your state from Somalia.
Oh.
Without considering the impact on schools and communities and taxpayers.
Wow.
I promise you that as president, I would give local communities a greater say in refugee policy and put in place enhanced vetting and responsible immigration controls.
Wow. Red hot button. This man has guts.
And I've done that. Since coming into office, I have reduced refugee resettlement by 85%. And as you know, maybe especially in Minnesota, I kept another promise. I issued an executive action making clear that no refugees will be resettled in any city or any state without the express written consent of that city or that state. So speak to your mayor.
Wow. Wow. Guts. We're going to have to fade out, folks. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk about this amazing rally tomorrow night when he has another rally in Lake Charles, Louisiana. It just keeps coming. See you tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.